So, we're learning Daf Mem Vov. So, Daf Mem Vov and Aleph. I have a confession to make. I made a mistake in the explanation of the Gemara. And we'll have to start again. The Gemara is you'll spot the mistake. So we're going to start the Gemara again, and we'll take it from there. Omar Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Rav Memvav Amdalev. Omar Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Zude Beisumchos. These are the words of Sumchos. That means the Mishnah that says that Shoshanog and Zapora, and you find an Uber, and you have to divide up the value of the Uber by half. Of half, that's going like Sumchos. Dama Mama Namatsu Basafi Cholikim. Ama Chachami, I mean. Say, Klal Goda Bedin, Hamaitzi Mechavei Ola Barai. Chachami say, it's a Klal Goda Bedin, Hamaitzi Mechavei Ola Barai. So, that part, we all understood very well. Peter Gemara, Lamali, the Meme is there, Klal Goda Bedin. Why give me these words of introduction? Itzchich. It's required, Apilu Nizikom Abori, or Mazikom Hashemo. Even if the Nizik says Bori and the Malik says Shema, even if the Nizik is convinced this is the story, and the Malik is not sure, that's the first case. That we saw, we've done, we've understood that the Chiddush is a Meitzi Chavei Arvei, is even against a Bori. So, Inami, the Chihar, the Itzma. Oh, it's, come to tell me for this. It says, somebody sells a shoy to his friends, and it turns out it was a nagcha. Beninza nagcha. We have Omar Harizem Akartois, Moshmon Omar Yochol Shiyoy Maloy, Neshita Machartivlo. So that's the story here. A guy bought an animal thinking it was able to be plowed, and it wasn't able to use his plow as a plowing animal. And the shayla is, do we say it's a mekar tois? Amai, now here's where I made a mistake. The next thing, let's see, igavu dizovin liradia. Igavu dizovin in achsasa. The word zovin in Aramaic can sometimes mean to sell and sometimes mean to buy. I mistakenly understood that we meant we have it on what type of store it is. Who this guy that's selling is. Look at his market. What type of market he's selling. That's what I mistakenly understood. But it's a mistake. Right. And there it meant to buy. And here as well. It is my mistake. I know why I learned like I learned, but it's wrong. Igava dezovin neradia, igava dezovin neftasa. Let's have a look what type of guy is buying the food. What type of guy is it? Is it a guy that works on the fields? So he's obviously buying it for plowing. Or is it a guy who's a butcher? So he's obviously buying for shechita. So next he. Let's see what type of guy is the buyer. Meaning, if he's a butcher, so he can't turn around and make a toys, you obviously bought it for that. But if he's a farmer, then yeah, then he obviously bought it to be used to plow. And therefore it should be a make a toys. So, says the Gemara, Leitzicha, Begavah Dezovin Laha Ulaha. He buys for both things, so we won't be able to see why he bought it. Because he buys it for two reasons. The guy buys it for both things. Begavah Dezovin Laha Ulaha. Now this is a tremendous Gemara. Because, what's the story? There's a guy selling. A guy, Yossi, we're in here. Yossi? There's a guy said, maybe take this table, I'll stand on the stand. It's a bit short.
were saying in the Gemara that we got this person selling animals, and we don't know if he's selling it for. And he sold this animal, it turned out to be a wild animal, very good for slaughter, for meat, not good for plants. So the Gemara asked the question, and asked it as he, he gathered the Zobin, he gathered the Zobin and his father. Let's have a look what the guy offs. That's what we said. That's what I said. It's a mistake. Zobin and Amir can be that. It doesn't mean that here. It means, let's see what type of guy is buying it. Yeah?
Why?
And off. This is where we have to start using our head. Let's see what type of guy is buying it. If he's a farmer, then it's clear he's buying it for plowing, and therefore it's making a choice. And if he's a butcher, then not.
At least you should have told you.
If I'm a farmer, right? If I'm a farmer, so the classic thing where I buy animals is for plowing. If you want to sell me something thinking maybe I'm making a barbecue, you should have told me that. I'm a farmer. Since I'm a farmer, I should have to be able to, it should be making sense. And that's how
that change.
Oh, what we need to do is change. You shouldn't say that.
Really?
Yeah, the Ross strikes in the bush. And then to ask Obishek, here he is, brother, well, he's a big guy. But what makes us have to think here is, I don't understand at all. If our guy is selling meat, selling an animal, I come along, and I plan, I normally have a farmer. I don't say a word to the seller, what I'm buying for. So what if I'm a farmer? Why should I make him make a choice? So what if it's a farmer? If I'm a farmer, does that say anything? This one, maybe,
clear.
There is a mistake in how we presented the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's have a look what type of guy he is. Is he a guy that sells? So till now, we learned, is he a guy that sells? Is he a guy that sells for
me and for the eat?
Or is he a guy that sells for plants? It's a mistake. Okay. Wrong. Is he a guy who buys? Zobin can mean to buy. Zobin, I obviously use it. Zobin, I obviously use it. It means to buy. So,
the right answer.
Questions are good. We're going to have the questions. But it means to buy. So the Gemara is saying, the Rosh writes it, the Miri writes it, the Abish and the Rosh, that we have a look when the Gemara says one of the next, we're on the second last line of the Mechavotad. Let's have a look. Third last line. Let's have a look what type of guy he is. Nexi. He gaba, Zobin, the Rabbi. He gaba, Zobin, the Rabbi. Let's have a look what type of guy he is. Let's see if he's a farmer or if he's a butcher. If he's a farmer, then he's obviously buying for what? For plowing. And if he's a butcher, then he's not. So how can he come along now and say he's a butcher? Then he comes along and says, no, it's a make up toys. Nonsense. If you're a farmer, you obviously bought it for that. And if you didn't, then you should have said. Saying in your head, or the wrong way, if you're, he was saying, he bought it, it turned out it was an animal that's not saying for shechita, only for shechita. And he's a butcher. So he's saying, to make a choice, I bought it for plowing. No, you don't, you're a butcher. If you're a butcher, you buy me for this. I always say that maybe I decided to buy for plowing, so you should have said something. You didn't say it. If you didn't say it, then what you're buying is for what you normally buy things for. What you normally buy things is for shechita.
So what else is the seller misrepresented?
Oh, here comes the big. This is why I was wrong. But this is putting my Western mentality into the Gemara, which is wrong. You have to open up the Gemara, you will never learn anything. I never had any
financial dealings with anyone. So the Gemara is saying here that if this person is generally somebody who's a farmer, if he's a farmer, then if a butcher, if somebody is selling an animal, is in a mashkita, then it's possible to make a toast. Even though he didn't say a word. Even though the guy when he bought it didn't explain what he's buying. So why should that be? Why should that be? Surely, if I'm going to buy something, I have to say why I need it.
Consumer protection.
Consumer protection.
You said that if the guy who buys it is a butcher?
If the guy who buys it is a farmer, and he doesn't say a word, he goes to a seller selling an animal and he buys it off him, it turns out the Tony Martin to be slaughtered. So the guy who's a farmer says, no, to make up toys. Why to make up toys? Because I'm a farmer. So Darama, you didn't tell me that. I thought you were a farmer. So you didn't say who you were. Why should I assume that you are a farmer?
Wait, if you go to a resort and you buy a
and
you pay for a suite, and the guy gives you a little hole in the closet, and what's going to be the answer? Yeah, but your guy would like to see some holes. Then that's not what you're paying for. That's not what you're representing. That's not what's on the brochure.
It is no brochure. It is animals. This is the animal. Buy it or not. So I bought it, expecting it, because I'm a farmer. So here we have another thing in my colleagues are showing. Does the guy selling know what the trade of the buyer is? Is the merchant know whether the Kohen was a farmer or not? It's coming up a little bit more. And that's going to be part of the difficulty as well. Once we change it now, so the mistake is, yesterday we were saying we're going to go to the Moshav. Now we're saying it's not to do with Moshav, it's to do with the Kohen. Who the Kohen is? Is the Kohen somebody, is the mother who buys, somebody is a farmer or a butcher? So now, soon we're going to say that really it's going to be difficult. We'll see. And the Moshav answered yesterday. Yes, I managed to answer it. There I won't. So, let's just do it stage by stage. So we're talking about that with the person, the Gemara's question was, let's have a look if the buyer is a farmer or a butcher. Meaning, if he's a farmer, it's a maker of toys. So how does, why is it a maker of toys? So here I'm going to come up with you showing. Why don't you show it? That the seller knows the trade of the person who buys. So that's the easiest answer. Still, the person selling knows that this guy is a farmer.
Maybe a friend of his.
Right?
Listen,
we have a part of the community. Since he knows he's a farmer, and he sells him now an animal that is not much in for farming, that's sure, they get to waste. Right? Because you know I'm a farmer. So why on earth are you buying and selling me something that's not much in for my job? Well, I thought you were going to use it for a barbecue. I work in farming, so obviously that was my main reason why I'm buying. If you wanted to sell me something, then you wanted for barbecue, you should have said. Yeah, that's the easiest matter. The Meiri Wright brings this down, the Meiri Wright to the strap, also the brings this, that yes, the most accurate, and that's the easiest matter. That's why they don't need to use too much. Get too bothered about it because it fits in nicely. It's easy to have it, but the merchant knows what the guy's trade is.
We've been trying to explain why it's a dog.
Right. Why is it a crypto? Since the merchant knows that the Kohen is a farmer, he should have sold him wild animals. The problem is that the Gemara is not much for that. What was the Gemara's question? And that's the.
Let's see
who if he's no, not he sells. Scratch that. Let's see if he's the person who buys for farming or the person who buys for slaughtering. So what's the answer to the Gemara?
He buys for both.
He buys for both. Why didn't the Gemara just say that they don't know each other? Would it be the simple answer? They don't know each other. So he doesn't know who's buying it for, who is buying for that. It's not make a toys. If the only reason to make a toys is because the merchant knew what the social business was, and then maybe if he doesn't know, then it'll be okay.
Because then you have road.
No, we haven't got to yet.
Road with
come up to it yet. That's the answer we want. We're going to the first stage of the Gemara. Stage by stage. The first stage of the Gemara was we don't understand why this China came to court at all. Just had a look at the, what the trade of the buyer is. If the buyer is a farmer, then it's a make-up choice. If it's not, then it's a butcher, then it's not a make-up choice. So the question says, so if the only time it's a make-up choice is if the Moshe happens to know what the sofa is, if that's the only time it's going to be recognized, if you might happen to know what the state of the trade is, so they go on to ask it very simply, they doesn't
do it ever, same thing. He's an actual person, he might involve. Someone buys the book, it's like something you don't know. You have no idea that he's from one or the other.
So something about him both is saying, but not so to say. You're still not saying he's either foot, farm, or butcher. I'm saying he's both.
Don't say it's the same answer. Same
idea.
Same idea.
Surely it's a simple answer. It doesn't seem that he's a guy that works on both things, a man of all trades. Why don't you just answer, say, I don't know you? Yeah, sure.
There's a distinction between those two, because if you know that the person, you know that the thing is no good for the person, then, I'm sorry, if you don't know what it does, then, if you don't know what he does, then you're not, like, purposely guilty. But if you... What was the other case?
I don't know who you are. I'm only works for both things.
Or you do both things.
He's a butcher and a farmer. Or he deals with both types of animals.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, Yeshua.
Yes.
There's a correction in how we learn the Gemara.
Okay.
When the Gemara asks the Nesti, let's have a look what type of guy he is. Is not the focus on the seller,
it's on the buyer.
On the buyer. Let's see what type of buyer is. Is he a farmer or a butcher?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if he's a farmer, then it's a make of choice. Okay. If he's a butcher, it's not.
Right. And if he's both,
so then the Gemara answers he's both. So the question is, which we're trying to grapple with, so what if he's a farmer? And how does the person selling him need to know that?
How would the seller know? If the seller looks perhaps the way he's dressed, the way he's...
Oh, so one answer, that's how he's saying, one answer is that you can he knew. We're talking about a case where the seller knew what trade the maker within the code was. Right? How he's dressed, when you're in the kiva, you can make up how he knew. Right? But, the question on that is, why did the Gemara ask that? The Gemara says, let's see what type of guy he is. And the Gemara has to come up with an answer saying, but you know, this type of person deals in both trades. Why did the Gemara just answer? They don't know.
Mm-hmm. They wear different clothes, different uniforms.
Oh. So the Naomi answers that the reason why we didn't answer that is because it's very not scary. Could be for this reason. If not Shia, then the person selling the meat shouldn't know who the buyer is. What trade is. I guess a farmer looks like a farmer and a butcher looks like a butcher, right? The Gemara speaks about butchers got these stains on his hands, on his clothes. It could very well be like that. Oh, it's not Shia. It's not doing this.
One more
trade,
right?
One
more trade. If there's somebody, you can ask these questions.
No, clearly.
Usually, the seller asks the customers, what is your trade?
That it's not Shia. In order to support this opinion, says the Meiri, it's not Shia that the maker would not know about the. Yearly is eventually up to the tax of dollars to even months. Our motto is not Shia, that he shouldn't know what the trade of the Kohen is, and therefore, he obviously knew about it, and if he sold him a wild animal, and he knew it was a farmer, that's a make-up choice. That's the easiest Mahalak in the Sugya, and it fits in with our Western mentality very well. But this isn't the Mahalak that the Rishonim accept. The Meiri says, Ein Advarim Meiri. He doesn't like it. And he says the Chiddush. It's not just him and on the Rosh. The Pulach Richter brings down that the Rosh in Baba Basra and the Tzom.
So the Rosh is in Baba Kama. The Rosh of Baba Kama holds that even if he doesn't know it, even if he doesn't know it because they don't know each other, the Moshe has no idea who the Kohen or what the Kohen's trade is, you still say that it's a Mecca Tzoros.
So he's a pleaser.
But this is a tremendous chiddush. If somebody comes to buy something without explaining why he's buying it, and it turns out it's not suitable for his needs, says the Meiria Rav HaMaisa, says the Rosh from the Abdul Baruch HaMaisa, that's a mega choice. I bought something for what I need and you didn't sell me the thing I need. The merchant doesn't know about it. So what? I bought something for what I need. And what I need, it has to suit what I need. Says the Meiria, what's the chance? Because normally the reason why it's not a mega choice, I go to the store and I want some type of thing, I've got some funny need for it. It's not like a choice. That's because it's one Shabbalay. One Shabbalay, something which is not clear, I should have spoken out. But something which everyone knows is what I need, even if you don't know, is since everyone knows what I need, says the Meiri, that's not one Shabbalay anymore. And therefore I can still say it's a mega choice. A Chiddush Gadol says to Meiri that when we talk about mega choice, it's not shut because the Mecha treats the Mekah, and that's why it's a mega choice. No! If I go to Islam, the Mecha was a very just and straight person. He had no idea what the other guy wants. He had no idea what the other guy wants. But if it's clear, not to the Mecha, but it's clear that the Mekah needs a particular thing, then a kid can come up to his come along and say, this is my plan to buy. Mecca Toys is the time of the kid. The kid can say, this is not what I intended to buy, and therefore it's a Mecca Toys.
Does that mean there is an assumption that people who are selling have got to find out what the person is buying, what the purpose of the buy?
It means that if the merchant wants to be sure of himself, he'd better find out what the person wants. But if the merchant didn't, he didn't do anything wrong, just he might have to give back the money. If we would know for sure, if we would be able to know for sure that the care needed an animal for plowing, then even though the merchant didn't on purpose mislead him, but since if we know that the care needed for plowing and it wasn't suitable for him, it's a mega choice. Maybe he's right, he's giving for such insight. This is tremendous Kiddush. You're calling it consumer protection, which is a good word. But yeah, it's amazing Kiddush. Then when you don't make it like a toy, it's not because you treat me. You didn't treat me, there's no way of you knowing what I needed. There's no way of you knowing what I needed. But nevertheless, says Meiri, since the care, we know, because it's known that he's a bum. We know that the care needed a farming animal, and he didn't receive that, so it's a mega toast. So it's a mistake, I don't mean fraud. Fraud sounds like it's illegal. It's not nothing to do with fraud, it's to do with the tolls. I wouldn't have bought it had I known it was a wild animal. How do we know that? Because we know you're a farmer. So it was a tolls. Tolls is not kind, a mega slum or hell, it's always a mistake. There's no fraud, that's where we make a mistake. And we would have thought mega toys, the reason why it's a mega toys is because you tricked me. Nothing to do tricking. It was not mega toys, but not fraud, nothing frauded. Poshut, the reason why mega toys is because it's not white man to buy it for. How do we know that? Because we know you're a farmer. I the motive didn't know. That's why you have to give it back. And the person who bought it didn't buy it for this need.
So the end, but this is still not me, right? I mean, the end graph says that
no, this is still not common. If we would know that this guy is a farmer, if we would know he's a farmer, then that's not common. A lot of my is that it's a mega choice. Wouldn't make a difference of road or anything. If we would know you're a farmer, then this case gets kicked out of court and says it's a mega choice. Tremendous Kiddush. Atilikah.
That's only the
rule. The Buddha really wants to understand now, why, how can anyone argue this? How can it be that anyone would argue on this throne?
The Chari is true.
If we know why you bought it, we know you bought it for this, so we don't care about the merchant's problems. Since we know you bought it for plowing, and it's not suitable for plowing, so to make our toast. What's China show? What's China make our toast? Well, why can you always give it back? Is it because you tricked into it, or is it because it wasn't what I bought it for?
No, we bought it for it.
Right, so that's our store make our toast, because it was misrepresented. That's why I always thought. And you're sending me something which looks like this. No, that wasn't what it was. Right? So I bought a fridge. I thought it had 5 shelves in it. It had 3 shelves in it. Make a choice. You misrepresented it. But Rishonim said that's not true. And make a choice doesn't mean it was misrepresented. Make a choice means, like you say now, it's not the one I intended to buy it for. So if I go to a store and I buy a fridge and it turns out I have 3 shelves and I say, well, I thought I needed the shelf of 5 fridges.
But the bill will say, who's there?
The guy will say, who's there? So he didn't explain, there's no way of us knowing, and maybe I'm not. Watch it away. You want 5 shelves, speak out. But if it's something which is clear that this is, that we knew that was your intent, who knew? Who knew it was intent? The world knew it was your intent. Not the merchant, it doesn't matter. We knew it is known that this is your intent, so you've got right to say that this is not what I plan to buy.
And that was to make up so give me back my money.
Yeah. What if the buyer told the seller he wanted to buy a fish pizza, and then Boyan changed his mind and started to use it for the plan?
He can't.
According to the Roche, will he be able to return it?
No. He said why he bought it.
Doesn't matter. It can't change your mind after you make the transaction.
It has
to be for use
of,
for any purpose.
No. Only if it's a toast. Only when I bought it, it was by mistake. Hey, I didn't buy it. If I said I'm buying it for barbecue, then I said really what I'm buying it for. Wasn't a mistake. After that, I'm regretting it. That's something else. There's no mistake involved. Right. If there was a mistake, when I bought it by mistake, in my case, it didn't make any sense. So once the gap is closed to MS, so how can anyone argue? Why is it the first reason that he holds that only if the merchant knew what the seller of the purchaser is, why do you have to say that? The Torah, this far as to MS, there should be postures that if the Kohen is a farmer and gets something else, even the Lord doesn't know him, should be possible to make up choices. So the Bulgarians explains, the Bulgarians to be looking for him is at the bottom of the Rosh. In Baba Kamp is the bottom of the Rosh, and then the Adam and the Rosh. And so the Bulgarians says, no, since the Kohen knew that the Moshe doesn't know him, he should have spoken out. And if he didn't speak out, it is as if he's saying that now I'm not specifically getting it for farming, I'm getting it for other things as well. So since he couldn't have spoken out and he didn't speak out, says the group, that's why the other opinion was not that. So we have a way of the Gemara. We're showing him in Shat and the Gemara. The Gemara says next, let's see what type of guy the buyer is. All right, Moshe Ben, so scratch all the other recordings, and let's see what type of guy the buyer is. Is he a buyer who is a farmer or a butcher? Right? So, meaning, if he's a farmer, then the sale's not valid. Why? How's the Moshe meant to know that? How's the seller meant to know what the whether he's a farmer or a butcher? So one shot is, he doesn't know, and therefore, that's why, if he knew it was a farmer, he sold it, it's a regular choice. The second shot is, no, even though the major did not know, who the farmer, they need the farmer. In cold there, the farmer can still say it's a regular choice. Because regular choice doesn't mean you treat me. Regular choice means I bought it by mistake. I would never have bought this animal had I known it was a wild animal. How do you know that? Prove it to me. I can prove it to you because I'm a farmer. Look what I trade. Everyone knows I'm a farmer. Then I can prove that I would never have bought this animal had I known it was a wild animal. Yeah.
So the tov, which means mistake, that's always going to be on the buyer's side. The buyer made a mistake.
Because, right. Yeah, it can be that way as well. It could be that merchant sold something he didn't realize it was so expensive, he sold it for the wrong price. Can also be a mistake. Mistakes happen. Mistakes can be on both sides.
Right. Well, that's a different scenario, though, where you charge, where you undercharge.
On the charge. The same idea. It's also like a choice. Wasn't anyone tricked him?
Just tell us how he can solve it.
I wonder what happened to solve it. Yeah, sure. We also have time to do a second.
If the seller tells the buyer that this is for Shannon, and then the buyer wants it for fun, then he's off the hook, the seller?
Sure. It's all the one I want.
Yeah, sure. So it's basically true for them and doesn't want. You have to do full disclosure.
But something like tomorrow, you didn't, in case you didn't speak out what this animal was.
Full disclosure.
Right. Didn't you? Yeah, you also tell her.
The Gemara says that Shmuel says, Yachod Shiyomam Leshmitam Achvatim. We're looking at what the owner is saying, the seller is saying.
Nachon.
How do you think what we're saying?
Because you're going to have the case after the Gemara. You are saying that, so that was the first thing. Still answering on the first page of the Gemara.
Is that the thing?
There's the din. Shmuel says the din. And now we're asking, I mean, the din means it came to court. There's no place around. Shmuel's based in, depends which room you're in. Shmuel's based in says that the sevens are here. You can say that I saw the chicken speak. But the Gemara asking now, that's how I came to base in. If we would know that the Mecha, if we would know the guy, the farmer, then it's possible to not make it long, it's possible to make a choice. And therefore the deal of Shmuel should be true.
So this is the
Shmuel is talking, not talking about this case. How are you talking about this case? If we knew he's a farmer, then it's a Mecca choice.
Right.
Answer the Gemara, then it's not talking about the case where you knew he's a farmer. Because what's the case? And for the Gemara, that the guy buys it for both things. He buys it for Shita and for
He buys it for not that order.
He's a, either he's a seller. He's a, what's it called?
A reseller?
Yeah, a distributor could be. Well, possibly he has two types of businesses. He has a business of farming and a business of a butcher. So maybe that's his job. And then there's no way of knowing. We don't know when he bought it. We don't know why he bought it. That means you can't turn around and say it's a Mecca Toys. You can't come around and say, well, it's a Mecca Toys, so I need it for plowing. It's not true. Because you also need it for meat, for slaughtering. And therefore, we understand now why Shmuel said that the merchant can turn around and say, I sold it to you for slaughtering. Because that's also a valid use for you. But the question gets difficult now. It's not to ask us a question yesterday. And what's the chiddush of this Gemara? Remember, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? What does Maskam of the Gemara? What's the chiddush? Why did there Klal go with the deen? See, Klal is the chiddush. What's the chiddush?
It's a very barry.
Yeah, that's
the Gemara.
That means this Gemara actually spoke it out. This Gemara says Rashi. But it's not the first Rashi of the Gemara. But it's Inam Lechivah. See, the first Rashi of the Gemara is Yochal Loima. It's on the Gemara in Bogondar. Yochal Loima Leshkita Machal Tiroch. You can say, the Mecha, you can say, I sold it to you for scorching. Ve'afal gav, even though te'ikereveima zil basaruba, even though we can say, zil basaruba, v'ruba v'radia kazami, and the majority of people buy for radio, that will make a choice.
Please translate the zil basaruba.
Go. According to the majority. Yeah, let's go to the starting in the Rashi. In Amalekiah, the chiddush of that kind of belief is to tell me this. Tell me what? The Yachal Leima is Shkita Mechar Tidro. He can say, I sold it to you for Shkita. The Yachal Gav, even though the Yachal Leima professor could say, Dil Bosa Ruba. Let's go according to the majority. The Ruba, the Raja, Kazakhmi, and the majority of people buy for plowing. So how can the Moshe turn around and say that
How can Luke come around and say, turn around and say, I saw that you were slaughtering the majority of people that it, by marrying by the Mecca toys, and it should theoretically be a Mecca toys? Ashma Inom, that's me saying. Our mission says this Christ is telling us the Hoyo, the Nokit, Mecha Domi, since the Mecha is holding the money, Havli Idoch, the buyer, is the Moitzi Mechaveroi, is trying to extract the money from his friend, Rolo Varayan, it's on him the onus to prove it. So what's Rashi telling us? Rashi's saying that the Chiddush of this Gemara was that even though the majority of people buy for Rolo, still, you wouldn't say what goes on to majority, but rather you would say, Moitzi Mechaveroi. So Mata asked the question yesterday, who cares about the majority? What's the majority going to do with it? This guy buys for both things.
No,
I'm not clear. But we know this guy buys for both things. It's not me unclear about the guy. This guy, that's what the cross question was. Let's have a look at this guy. Does he buy from, is he a farmer or is he a butcher? So what's the answer of the Gemara? He's both. So who cares now about the majority? The majority of people are farmers. Very good, but he's both.
No, the majority of acquisitions are purchases. That's
what I thought. Oh, so the solution of the Gemara is more Ruben the Inch, majority of people
purchase for the street.
Okay, so who cares? Majority of people purchase for the street. This guy is not one of the majority. This guy buys for both.
And we don't, he's making a claim that he bought it for one reason. We don't know if he's saying the truth.
Right.
And this guy's saying he sold it for this reason. We don't know if he's saying the truth.
Right.
So we're going to only have the ability based on road.
But what would you agree?
We're going to decide and make a decision.
But what would you agree? Most people are farmers. And then that should have a crown for each of this guy.
Well, this is
most guys are farmers. Does that mean that the butcher's wrong? Does that mean the butcher's telling me this?
Since we have a machloket between the two, we have to rely on road, and road people purchase for that reason, and therefore the owners.
Yeah. You want to know what most people, you know what most people purchase for this thing? Because most people are farmers.
No.
But he's not. He's both.
He's saying he had something in mind.
But he's both.
So what you should assume, the guy's buying it for farming.
Why should we assume that?
Because the majority of people buy it.
Because most people are farmers.
We ask him, did you speak it out? No. Did you speak it out? No. You both had it in your minds. Okay. What were you making a decision for selling this guy 11? Why were you selling him this specific animal? It says because I wanted to. Okay, that's the wrong reason.
If this guy, if the buyer was a butcher, only a butcher, mm-hmm. would he say that he bought it?
Of course. Would he sell it valid?
Would he say that he bought it?
Yeah, must, yes.
Why?
Because he's very
Most people buy for farming.
No, then we clearly know that we can rely on that.
Right. Why do you clearly know?
That's proof.
Why do you think he knows? Because we know he's a butcher. Now what happens if we know he deals with both? So now the fact of the matter that most people buy because of farming shouldn't have enough come in.
So you see the customer deals with both.
Both.
So that he deals with both.
50-50.
You should ask him, what are you buying?
Why should I ask him? He should have explained.
What?
It's 50-50 then. He should have said his wrong shit. The guy comes to my store and buys the meat.
Why should
he without expressing what he wants it?
We go back home. Why did he speak out?
What's the rogue speaking out?
The rogue is shouting, I'm here for this purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Help me out here. Why is rogue people saying we're buying it for power? Because rogue people are farmers. Right? Rogue people are farmers. Why haven't I got a guy that's both a farmer and a butcher? Can you say rogue should somehow convince me that I'm buying it for farming? Why should that be? I've got here a guy that's a man of two trades. He doesn't, there's a 50-50 chance. He could be buying it for slaughtering, he could be buying it for plowing. The fact that most people in the world are farmers, why stand that ramification for this guy?
The book use is for plowing. So you don't necessarily look at the individual, maybe you look at the youth. The majority of shorts are for flour. And the guy is both, so he has the opportunity to
you plowed it and then shattered it. You can't shatter it.
Rav Yossi, I've heard saying, I'll come to you all of a second, Rav Yossi, I've heard saying that the majority, not the majority of people, but rather the majority of animals. One majority of animals bought of what they bought for. But if you look in the Gemara, I'm not saying you're wrong. But in our Gemara, it doesn't say that. In the Gemara, now, if you look five lines down on the page, Ruben, the Inchi, the Raja, the Zari. Most people buy for plowing. Who cares? Most people buy for plowing. I'm not part of the majority. I am my own man. I'm not part of the majority. Most people are farmers, but I'm not. I'm both. And therefore, I should have spoken out what I want it for. You've got no right to know why I bought it. So it shouldn't be making any sense. You're not so
anyway. This is Mamlash and that is Turin, but the store is Kavua. So when you go, when you go to the Kavua, it's saying you can go out of
you're mixing up stuff in the Kavua. Come on.
Essentially,
so he's saying that if Rove was a certain thing and he's selling a product, he should assume that the person is going to use it for that purpose.
That's not anything like that. The Ruba means that most animals are bought for
that. Why does that make no sense?
Because you're saying, I should assume that because most animals are bought for that.
Not the person.
Not the ones that know what you're chewing. Let's say I wouldn't know what you're
trying
to buy. No, but I happen to know that's not what you want. I happen to know your butcher, I happen to know you deal with both. So if I know you're dealing with, let's go back to the simple case, I know that you deal with, I know you're a dealing group. And you come along and say, I'm looking for it, and you don't explain what you want for. So I'm, it's not me, it's the onus to say what you want it for. I'm happy to give you any animal. You want a particular animal? Right, so I stick to it. And even if you say you don't know who this guy is, even if you say that, but since there is no way of knowing what this guy bought the animal for. Did he buy it for flowering or for slaughtering? So there's no way of knowing that. So tomorrow in Chevrolet, if I come to the store and I buy some meat and I don't say what I want the meat for, so it's tomorrow in Chevrolet, I'm going to say after that I want it for flowering. I should have spoken that out. If we know you're a farmer, that's not tomorrow in Chevrolet because we know what you want it for. But the minute that we don't know what you want to call because you have two possible uses, it's true, if you do a survey of the world, majority of people are farmers. But that's not going to have enough commitment for me, because I'm not a farmer only, I've also got still other jobs. So how can you only play a role? How can you only play a role? That is the big question. And this question is asked by the Rosh in Siman Aleph. Welcome to the term. Where would you find Rosh Hashim?
The first one after the
month. Fantastic, Yossi. Because
it's the Rosh.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. So if you look at the Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Aleph. It's on page 2 of Kamzai. Look, you wouldn't have it. You have to read that out. I don't know if you're going to yourselves. He says, even though the person buys food, he said, since most people are farmers, most people buy meat for that. That is machia das lakomer tzadeh. When a person buys for his own meat, buys for himself, and the majority of people buy for plowing. That's his first thing on his head. That's the first thing on his head. So then it's difficult to get a I've got my own job. Is this the majority of people buy for plowing? So therefore, the majority of animals are bought for plowing. Therefore, that's what's on my head first. And I shouldn't have spoken out and they wanted to be able to.
Well, there could be. The thing is, a shore that's not a moor could be used for both. It doesn't matter, it's interchangeable. Especially if the price is the same. So, but when you're dealing with
testing
and it's not suitable. A sham shore or not a sham shore, a mu'at shore is suitable only for plowing.
No,
suitable only for shechting.
Yeah.
Okay, but then the town store, which is, I guess, be the majority of the shorim out there, is it shorim or shorim? Shorim, they're out there. They're suitable for both, so it doesn't really matter whether or not it's, because it doesn't matter really what the line is looking for.
What's your point?
The point is flexibility. I mean, in our
you got a wild animal. What's your point? What's your point now?
Oh, yeah, wild animal.
So therefore, these things make up studies. This is what you don't want. I don't know. How am I to know what you're voting for? You are a butcher as well. Says there are such kids, since most people are buying for flowering, that somehow or another can
tip
the scales on the das of the kosher, even though he deals with it.
If you were down on flowering one, you go for flowering. If you were down on meal, you go for the other one.
Right. It deals with both. So
apparently, deals with both. I mean, if his wife says we need meat, or you know, the guy working tells him we need another.
Well, since it's not clear what he's buying it for, it should be mecca. It should be functionality.
Right.
It shouldn't be a mecca. So it says the Rosh Hashanah sits on the thing that's sitting on his head.
Yeah.
Well, also it has to be timing too. Like if it's a week before,
Okay. You managed to resolve the actual Gemara which we learned, so we've got Mary Gemara from the base.
Yeah.
And Lamatea on the base. There's the choices on Lamatea on the base, the top choices on the base that we have to learn. Top choices on the base, the choices on the base.
That's the first thing to do when you come here.
If you did the Gemara, then you
could. Yeah,
no, of course the Gemara was. The Gemara that, and then the Lamatea. Okay, so have a wonderful day.